It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Each week we discuss politics with Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Michigan's new emergency manager law went into effect today. Ken, how does this law differ from the one voters overturned in the November election?
Well, I think it has slightly fewer powers for the emergency manager, but I don't know if people are even going to notice because it is so slight. It's essentially the same. The emergency manager now has the power to run the city of Detroit and any other cities where the governor decides to appoint one.
Susan, in addition to several legal challenges to the new law, there's also been calls for a federal investigation into the law. Can you explain what's happening there?
Yeah, I believe it was two members of Congress, Congressman John Conyers and Gary Peters, who requested the feds to take a look at this. It's their prerogative to do so. I haven't talked to anyone who thinks that this is going to result in the law somehow being tossed aside. You know, last time around when we had so much controversy and the law eventually was tossed out by voters, there could be a petition drive on it because there was no money spent in that bill. This time around, there was an appropriation. So that route is not open to opponents either.
Switching gears a bit, the Supreme Court is hearing two cases this week centering on same-sex marriage. Now, in Michigan in 2004, voters voted for a constitutional ban of same-sex marriage and civil unions. Ken, there was a legal challenge to that ban, but the judge overseeing the case chose to delay his decision until after the Supreme Court made their ruling. So where does that leave the state?
Well, the state basically has, as you've said, a constitutional prohibition on same-sex marriage. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with the United States Supreme Court, how they're going to rule, whether they rule, how broad or how narrow it is, and obviously could have an impact here in Michigan as in other states. But right now, it's kind of status quo.
Susan, what political ripple effects are we seeing in Michigan as a result of these cases being heard by the Supreme Court?
Well, I think that, you know, we've been seeing poll numbers in Michigan and many other states moving in favor of same-sex marriage for the last several years. You know, there's indications that perhaps if a constitutional amendment were on the ballot this year instead of last year in 2012 instead of in 2004, there would have been a much different result. You know, there's indication that the Supreme Court might not issue a big sweeping ruling on either of the cases, and, you know, this will still be left up to the states. That means we'll still have the ban in place. But in 2016, I know of at least three groups who are interested in putting the gay marriage issue back on the ballot because they think that Michiganders will be voting differently this time.
Ken, we've been seeing lawmakers across the country shift their position on gay marriage. Are we seeing any shifts here in the state?
Well, historically, this has been one of those issues where you could characterize it as a cultural divide in America. But what's happening on this issue of same-sex marriage is there's become a generational divide where younger voters tend to be more supportive of it than older voters, and that's also true of younger Republican voters. So, and I think that's the kind of interesting dynamic here is if, in fact, as Susan mentioned, we have another constitutional ballot proposal in Michigan, how younger Republicans look at that proposal. Because as I've said, what used to be and still is a cultural divide in America has also now become a generational divide.
Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. And Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.